RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's wake up the space. Friday morning, let's do it. Friday fun show. Gary has to be here in a few. Party time at 11. All the regular stopping points along the way. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. As always, we join you live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That's the one with the rewind button in case you miss any of the fun we have on today's program. Victory Friday for the James Madison Dukes. 39-7 last night over Coastal Carolina. No other way to say it. As a butt-whooping out there in Harrisonburg. Heading into a pretty big game next week. We'll say that a few times over the course of the Sun Belt schedule. It's a good conference this year. They're at Georgia Southern next weekend. Georgia Southern's had their number historically at 2-8 all time. No wins down there in Atlanta. So JMU, one big win, the offense gets rolling, the defense was rolling. Defense looked great last night. Another big test on tap. That's going to be life in the Sun Belt. You celebrate, you get a day today to get off your feet and enjoy it, and then it's right back to work because there's some big tests ahead of these guys and big opportunities to do the things they want to do this season. We'll dive into the Dukes, of course. UVA plays tomorrow, takes on Louisville at Scott Stadium. You'll hear that on 1140 WRVA. No Hokies this week. Hokies will play next Thursday night. They'll host Boston College down in Blacksburg. We'll get to the main event in a minute. The main event, of course, being Commanders-Ravens. Two extremely good football teams will occupy one football field with only one victory available for the two teams. Should be a ton of fun. We'll be up there in Baltimore Sunday. We'll do a boots on the ground report on the Monday. MP on the mic. Of course, we will make time for baseball and everything else that we normally do that makes this the best late morning sports talk show in Richmond. Haven't said that in a while, so we'll launch one of those today. Lineup change. Hazel's out today. Not out forever, but Hazel's going to be out on Fridays. Megan, pinch hitting. What's up, Megan?
What's up? It's good to be back.
This feels like old times.
I know.
We've gone through a few producers on this show,
yeah.
Probably because of my tyrannical reputation.
No.
but we've never had one circle back,
come back
for more punishment.
I have been asking to come back, so I am excited to be here.
And we are thrilled to have you back.
Yeah.
And there are important things I need to get your opinion on later in the hour.
Sounds good to me.
But we have more important things, which is namely, how do you stop Derrick Henry? He's the Baltimore Ravens running back. He's rolling over people. I mean, you saw what he did to the Dallas Cowboys. This dude is tough as nails. You've got just a great matchup here where you got Derrick Henry running. You got John Allen and Daron Payne, the big boys. Don't forget about Fedarian Mathis. He's been playing well. Here's Dan Quinn, Washington Commanders coach. You can abbreviate it DQ. He's the only NFL coach abbreviated after an ice cream shop. I'll stand on that. You got to take the wins where you can get them. What do you do about Derrick Henry, DQ?
Well, I think first off, you better have a really good tackling plan, you know, and that's, you know, what, you know, part of his success through the years. Not only sometimes you see a big back Nicky and you just think he's just going to run people over, and he has that part of his game, but he can also stiff arm. We've seen that. And he also has a really good jab step. So when you're thinking, hey, I'm going to go take my shot at him, he puts a foot in the ground to make you miss. And so that's, to me, what makes, you know, part of his superpower the ability to have all three ways to stiff arm you, lower a shoulder, and then make you miss. Most, not all the time, but a lot of times the big guys may have, I'm going to run you over, stiff arm, and just play that powerful style. But when you put all, you know, ingredients together, you better have a really good tackling plan. And against a player like that and any good running back, you want to make sure you're having as few a one-man tackles as you can.
Yeah, he's a tough task. We've made a lot of how many points the Commanders have scored in recent weeks, and we've done that because it's a lot of points. I believe the technical term is a crap ton of points. They've scored 76 points in the last 2 weeks. The Ravens also have scored 76 points the last 2 weeks. So this is not the only team headed into the game with a red-hot offense. Derrick Henry's a big part of that, of course. He's got the highlight runs. He has not been contained yet this season. I mean, you had the opener against Kansas City. They were an inch, a foot, a toenail away from being put either forced in overtime or going for two to win that game. So this is a Baltimore team that's very much peaking at the right time as well. They'll be favorites going into this one. We'll, of course, do NFL picks later in the show. It's not just Derrick Henry, though. It's Lamar Jackson as well. And Dan Quinn's also got to scheme up a way to stop that dude.
It does a lot. And I had this conversation yesterday with somebody. When you can extend the plays, that obviously, you know, changes how you go about things. And so some quarterbacks need extra, you know, people for spy. Sometimes you want to have zone where there's vision to go. And it's the second play usually that can be the most challenging. A first play may begin as a pass, and then as the second one begins, outside the pocket. And he has just had remarkable, you know, success, you know, with his arm and with his legs. And so, yeah, he is absolutely a threat.
We went deep yesterday, right? Lamar versus Jaden, they're the same guy. They're both black and can run. Like, no, they're not the same guy, but they are both similar. These offenses are really similar, right? You've got a mobile quarterback that forces the defense into tough decisions. Do you have a spy? Do you have one of the linebackers whose job is follow the quarterback, make sure he doesn't run the ball? Okay, if you do that, is the big punishing running back going to have a day? Yes, Brian Robinson, Derrick Henry, a lot in common there. And these are very similar offenses. I think the one difference I'd point to is the Commanders are doing so much no huddle tempo right now. I think that's really benefiting them. It'll be interesting to see in a game where I think we all expect it to go, you know, back and forth, score, 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 not a lot of punting, whether they slow it down a bit to give the defense a breather at any point, because a quick three and out can be, as you know, dangerous for the defense. So it does this merit a different approach? Time for the injury report as we get you ready for Commanders Ravens. They'll kick off 1 o'clock Sunday. Yesterday, Fedarian Mathis did not practice. That was due to illness. He's expected to play this weekend. The big story is Brian Robinson Jr., the running back for the Commanders, hasn't practiced either day with a knee injury. This happened last week as well. Ended up doing the walkthrough on Friday, playing in the game. I think we're getting to the point where Brian Robinson is going to be a doesn't practice during the week, suits up for the game kind of guy. And that doesn't bother me at all. As long as he's in there in the building, as long as Jaden feels good about what's going on, I think that's all right. A little bit of hope on the D-line. Cleveland Farrell, that's our guy, Benedictine High School, is back at practice. He participated in a limited fashion yesterday, missed that last game with the knee injury. Running back Austin Eckler, full participant in practice. We love to see that. Of course, as well, Noah Brown, who got some reps on Sunday, looked like he wasn't all the way back, but working his way towards that, has been limited in practice both days with his groin injury. And, you know, this could be the week to air out the ball, and I think he's a big part of that attack. So you're talking about using him, deploying him in a strategic manner as well. For the Ravens, update yesterday, Rashad Bateman returned to practice. He had a groin injury. Marlon Humphrey, the cornerback, back at practice as well. He's nursing an ankle injury. Ronnie Stanley, he is their tackle. He was limited as well with a toe injury, came back after not participating on Wednesday. We're at the point of the season where a lot of these guys take a little bit longer to heal up than normal, but I would expect to see almost all of those names on the field Sunday for an early measuring stick game for both teams. Who would have thought we'd be saying that about the Washington Commanders at this point of the season? That's your Commanders injury report, and we'll pass along some exciting news to you. If you're looking to go to the game, you got options. East Coast Appliance recently opened a second store in Richmond. They're doing a huge grand opening this weekend. 9101 West Broad Street, East Coast Appliance. They're giving away a pair of lower bowl tickets to the Commanders-Ravens game on Sunday. The lower bowl, that's the better bowl right there. So that's a ton of fun. Y'all know I love going up to Baltimore to the games. So you got to stop in East Coast Appliance, either Richmond store, by 10 a.m. tomorrow. Enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. That's East Coast Appliance, second Richmond store, now open, 9101 West Broad Street. We're back after this little Friday Fun with our guy Gary Hess. You're listening
Friday
to 910
The Fan,
105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. So much to catch up on. Huge weekend of high school football coming.
Indeed.
Great games. We'll talk to Gary Hess about that. But Megan's filling in for Hazel on Fridays now through the rest of the year. So we're excited to have Megan back. We also have big doings up here. Stubb served as a bartender Tuesday night, at a little event we had for the Richmonder, for the writers, for the staff, just a little thank you event. So I booked the best bartender in town, Stubb.
Right.
We served champagne. He took a cup, like a full cup, filled it with ice, and poured champagne into it and handed it to people. So that's been the main topic on the show this week, is navigating social situations with high-class individuals.
Well, you know, I believe the song lyrics go, mirrors on the ceiling, pink champagne on ice.
I think the ice is external, not internal.
I am aware of that. I'm just trying to help Stubb out a little bit.
We love our guy. He was the hit of the party, as he always is everywhere he goes. Gary Hess joins us, and let's do a little Friday Fun. Yeah, so let's...
For the record, I am pro Friday Fun.
I'm
Gary Hess, and I approve this message.
I don't need that used in an attack ad against you. My opponent, Gary Hess, hates Friday Fun. That's Can right. you trust him with your children?
You vote for Gary Hess, Friday Fun is over.
Gary Hess, bad for fun, bad for Richmond.
There we have it.
Paid for by the committee to unseat Gary Hess.
That's right. By all means necessary.
So let's start with your game.
Okay.
Glen Allen Verina. This is a really good game. That's my analysis. Maybe you could take it further.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. Verina's 3-1. They had to have the game against Freedom from Woodbridge got taken off their schedule. I think we're going to find out about Verina a little bit tonight, but we're going to find out about Glen Allen too. It's like, okay, so Glen Allen's really good. Anybody you ask, Glen Allen is really good. But are they East End good? We're going to answer that question tonight.
Oh, I love that phrase. Are they East End good?
Yeah.
And also, like, Verina, Highland Springs, even when Highland Springs was losing to other state champions, it's like, they're Highland Springs. They'll figure it out. Glen Allen's not in that echelon yet, but the results suggest that maybe it's about time to put them there, and we got some learning to do.
They're knocking on the door. And, you know, my dear friend Jeff Stapleton, I always would use the phrase, if the season ended today,
mm-hmm.
and he would always follow that by saying we'd all be very confused. If the season ended today, Glen Allen Highland Springs would be in line for a second round playoff matchup in Class 6.
Wow.
And so, you know, we may potentially get multiple opportunities to see if Glen Allen is East End good.
I love it.
But, you know, and Highland Springs lost those two games to the state powerhouses, and then the very next week played a Douglas Freeman team that's 4-2 and just housed them 50-14. So the Springers in 804 terms are still the Springers.
Yeah, some other good games too. I was going to note, you mentioned, you know, there's always a lot of blowouts in high school football. Is it possible that nobody has been yo-yoing back and forth like the deep run Wildcats,
who
it seems only either win by 40 or lose by 40. Those are the only two available options.
Yeah, it's funny because they have won a couple games, and they played a close game with Meadowbrook until the fourth quarter and then ended up winning like 27-9, which is close for them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and you're right, because they lost to Prince George 39-0, if memory serves. And then last night, beat Tucker, was it 33-0?
It was. Nice pull.
So, anyway, so then, and that's three wins now. And, you know, we saw them a couple weeks ago in our last-minute game against Freeman where they couldn't handle Butter Stevenson 42-0. But Joe Mullenix is putting the building blocks in place there. You know, in a three-win season is a step in the right direction. And right now, they're a playoff team in Division VI.
That's Stevenson kid. He's a little slippery. I'm sure you made all the
all the appropriate references.
Absolutely.
I sent him a DM on Twitter, and his given name is Warrick, W-A-R-I-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him a DM on Twitter. I said, "Do you want your player of the game plaque to say Warrick or Butter?" And he sent me a note back literally in seconds. He goes, "Oh, Butter."
Butter, call him Butter. He's on a roll. He's the player of the week on 910 The Fan.
Thank you, Stuart Scott.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go south to a team you're very familiar with, Thomas Dale, who has its hands full once again. Seems we say that every week against Matoaka.
The parade of you know, it's like, okay, we're going to play Glenn. We play Bird. We're playing Glen Allen. That's a fine non-conference schedule in college parlance terms.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now it's the Central District, and you know they took care of Prince George, and then they ran into Dinwiddie last week. Thomas Dale played better against Dinwiddie than it did against Glen Allen, and their defense is very good. You know, we all know how good Harry Dalton is. They contained Dalton. I think he was 10 of 18 for like 110 yards, 22 carries for 64 yards.
That's a win.
They made him work for every single bit of it. The offense is still a little behind the defense for Thomas Dale, but here comes another test in the form of the Matoaka Warriors. This is a find-out game about Matoaka, too. This is the best opponent Matoaka has faced so far. So that's going to be an interesting game tonight down there on Route 10 in Chester.
Yeah, we always say this about this time of year, but it feels like we're going to learn some things tonight. Also got a little action, Mills Godwin and TJ. Where I think one of those teams has a chance to lift itself.
You know, Godwin is, by all accounts, you know, I forget who it says, but you are what your record says you are, you know. And so, you know, Godwin may not be quite as good as it was a year ago. And they had TJ beat, and TJ got up off the mat and kind of stole it in the fourth quarter. I think TJ's a clear double-digit favorite here.
There you go.
And so this is an opportunity. And it's like, how long will this go? Here we sit. Because you mentioned last night, Armstrong won last night. Big. So here we sit on Friday afternoon, October 11th. And Huguenot is 5-0. TJ's 5-0.
Yeah.
Armstrong now 6-0.
City football.
City football. Hello.
City football. Imagine explaining this to me 12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
Well, there's a new coach at TJ. He thinks he could get the job done. Ha, ha, ha. City football. You're like, hey, just so you know, in a decade, they're all going to be undefeated.
Yes, sir. Three out of the five, undefeated.
Yeah.
November 1st.
Write it down.
Armstrong versus TJ.
Well, that'll be a game of some interest.
Yes, it will.
There's no love lost, you might say, between those two programs.
Yes. I would think not. So, yeah, and it's city football, and it was interesting. Last night on the walk that we talked to Coach Scott at Huguenot, and he talked about how there's been an elevation in the rec programs in Richmond and all. So it's like, you know, it's grassroots, you know, that things are getting better across the board. So it is, city football is back with a vengeance. And you know this, you've covered sports as long as I have almost, and say, you know, to put together a great season like last year is one thing. To come back and do it again takes it to a whole nother level.
And success breeds success, as 100%. Carolina Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup, and now there's a bunch of 10-year-olds skating around playing hockey in Raleigh, right? Same effect in D.C. around the Caps. City football gets good. Kids are going to the games. Kids are looking up to cousins, you know, friends, neighbors.
100%.
Who are on these teams, and now all of a sudden want to play football.
100%. And that is, that's happened. You can kind of come up with a version of that at any level.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember talking, everybody talks about recruiting in high school football, and it's like, oh, yeah, over there at Highland Springs, they do some recruiting. Well, I'm not going to say they don't, okay? I'm not naive. But you know what? A lot of times, it's the kids and the parents recruiting Highland Springs, too. It's like, hey, I want my kid to go there. And so what can we do to make that happen? So, that's another part of it. So,
Gary, I've always said winning is more fun than losing.
Thank you, Nuke LaLoosh.
Both of our baseball teams lost.
Yes.
The Phillies are out. The Royals are out. So we have nothing. Gary's showing me. He's got the Phillies shirt on. I didn't wear my Royals shirt in today, but I'm no less proud of the boys for hanging with the mighty New York Yankees.
No. I think the Royals made a statement. The future is bright. They've got one of the best players in baseball manning the shortstop position for years to come. There's a lot to like. And let me tell you something. One thing the Phillies and Royals have in common is outstanding starting pitching, and that can take you a long way.
I think that's why everybody's so surprised the Phillies aren't still playing. That it felt like they were built for October.
Well, you see, Game 1 of the Mets series is a picture definition of what's wrong with the Phillies. Wheeler pitched 7 incredible innings. I mean, he was in control.
Yeah.
And the second they get to the 8th, it's like, oh, it's the bullpen. Next thing you know, it's like 6 runs have scored. And so, death, taxes, and the Phillies bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Mets are just, they're so pesky. You know, they dig the hole and then they climb out of it. They got holes all over the infield, and they've been climbing out all of them.
Yeah, it's belief is a powerful thing.
It is.
And the Mets have got it right now. And, you know, I kind of thought the Padres were on a collision course, and maybe they still are with Darvish on the mound tonight. But, the old bullpen game got them in Game 4. So
I'm prepared to declare that the first must-watch game of these playoffs. Winner-take-all, Padres-Dodgers, right up I-5 there. Good pitching, good hitting.
I wish it had a West Coast start time instead of 8:08 Eastern.
Yeah, it's
because I can't watch it at 8:08 Eastern.
It's an issue, Gary. It's an issue. The pitch clock at least is nice. I found the games much more watchable. The playoff games much more watchable post.
You know, I still go back to what Ron Darling said, who by the way is an outstanding baseball analyst on television. He said he was against the pitch clock, but then once it went in, he said watching the games reminded me of the games I played in the 80s.
Yep.
And I was like, there it is.
Yes. Yeah, you pull those old box scores of playoff games, and they're 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Right.
Obviously, they're not cutting any commercial time.
Right.
So we're not going past 3, but it feels more like baseball should feel.
Totally okay with the pitch clock. I'm not a big fan of the runner on second and extra innings.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You almost need a hockey split where you can do it in the regular season, but postseason we need to play until there's a legitimate winner.
I completely agree with that.
Well, it's just two guys agreeing with each other. Gary, anything you want to weigh in on the weekend world of football? Commanders, Ravens, big one. UVA chance to get to 5, one away from a bowl, and JMU with a nice little win last night, firing up the engines.
JMU opened up a can on Coastal last night.
Ooh, I called it a butt whooping. You went with opened up a can. Yeah. Where, we'll get a new adjective in every segment here.
So we have cliches for all occasions. So, yeah, that was, it's funny because they exchanged touchdowns, and then that defensive touchdown, it was like it was on from there.
Game on.
And so I had a feeling we were going to see the best version of JMU last night, because I would imagine practice wasn't very pleasant after that performance they put up against Louisiana Monroe last week.
Man, the Sun Belt winner is not going to be undefeated. It's too good of a conference. That's one they'll want back, though, when we get to counting time at the end of the year.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
100%. Great opportunity for UVA. I don't know if the Hoos are up to this, because Louisville's pretty darn good.
All the teams they have left are pretty
good. But you keep saying that, and they keep finding, I was like, man, Boston College is physical. I just remember going to Charlottesville when they played BC a few years ago, and BC came in and just absolutely steamrolled them.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see. Virginia, I don't know that they're a really good team, but they're clearly better than they've been. And so we'll see. They got to stay healthy, the secondary's a little banged up, and that's problematic because they don't have the depth to be banged up in most any position.
Expectations matter so much. They've exceeded expectations. We talk about them with the happy tone and the bounce in our voice.
The thing is finding a way to get two more, and to me, bowl eligibility is the watchword in Charlottesville.
Absolutely, that'd be huge for them.
That would be huge for Tony Elliott, that's for sure. And so that's going to be great. I am obviously excited about Ohio State, Oregon.
As you should be.
I'm excited about the Red River rivalry.
As you should be.
Yeah. So and another one that's going to be worth watching, I believe, is Ole Miss traveling to
Death Valley.
Night game in Bayou Country.
Well, night game in Death Valley. That'll be fun at LSU as well.
By the way, I don't have like a huge, large sports bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
But a night game at LSU is on it.
All right. Yours is a better bucket list than mine, because I was talking with Zach Joachim the other day. I said, I'd really like to go up to Olean to a St. Bonaventure game someday. And it's a sad commentary on the state of my bucket.
You know what you never hear? I'd really like to go to Fordham to watch a game in that high school gym.
I've been to Fordham. It's checked off the bucket list. I haven't hit all the Philly venues either. Those great venues for basketball either.
The Palestra.
I got a basketball bucket list for sure, but football bucket list, LSU's right there.
My basketball bucket list probably topped with Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
Well, I've spent a few nights in Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
I know you have.
And I can recommend the experience.
Yes. That's one of the first ones, because I've been to Cameron.
Yep.
I've been to the Dean Dome. I've also been to Carmichael Auditorium before the Dean Dome. And so, I've checked off the ACC ones. So that is Fog Allen Fieldhouse is the one that just seems like it should be next on my list, college hoops wise.
What a delightful note to end this segment on. Gary Hess, game of the week tonight, right here on the Fan. Gonna be a good one. Glen Allen, Verina. Are they East End good? I love that phrase. I'll be stealing it later in the show.
Feel free.
Have a great call, Gary.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
All right. We're back after this. You're listening to the Fan at 105.1. I mentioned I was in Kansas City last weekend for a wedding, which was really cool. All the vibes you were hoping was like in the woods, among the trees. It was 95 degrees, though.
Oh, see, that's my fear.
Right? You can't control these things.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by...
Yeah.
That's easier to do in Kansas, though.
Like, okay.
It's not an all-day trip to the middle of nowhere when you live in Kansas. Like, it's good. A 20-minute drive, you're in the middle of nowhere.
I've been to Kansas one time. I think I told you I pulled in and it was pretty. It was a sunset, just the fields.
Of course.
But we were like traveling to Colorado, so we were going across like the entire state.
There's a lot of it.
It was a lot.
Kansas, there's a lot of
it.
Yeah. That self-driving cars will be very good on that stretch of road.
Honestly, yeah.
Straight, it's flat, nothing's going on, there's no traffic. They didn't have a wedding cake, though.
Mm.
They had donuts.
Oh, wedding that's donuts. Fun.
I thought so, too.
I love that.
We're not throwing people under the bus here, but my mom
Yeah.
mixed feelings.
Really?
think there should have been a wedding cake.
Tradition.
And I kind of liked the donuts.
I like the donuts.
I find myself not loving the wedding cake more than I find myself loving the wedding cake. Strictly from a taste perspective, which I'm aware doesn't matter at all. Like, it's all about the visuals. I get that. But from a taste perspective, rarely am I blown away by the cake at the wedding.
Well, see, I've never been a big cake person to begin with. And I was telling you, like, during the break and stuff, that I have been looking at pictures of wedding cakes, trying to decide what, you know, Vince and I might want.
Yeah.
And I honestly think they're all, like, ugly. Like, I don't like any of them.
I just don't see how it's adding to the situation at all. Yeah. I know some people have the visual, but throw up some donuts, make things happen. Yeah,
the donuts are so much better.
They were delicious.
They're so much better. I will say, we're thinking about getting the mini cakes from Tous Les Jus. Possibly, that's an option. We're thinking about it. And
no, you don't have to commit on air here.
We're not going to commit on air. But I throw that out there because I wanted to say one other non-traditional thing we're doing, which you might like to hear: the wedding cake toppers. If we do cake. Getting a Pokemon cake topper.
Yeah, that would be very fitting to you guys.
Very non-tradition.
And cake, too. Like, you're going to eat one slice of cake. I pounded three donuts. I'm not afraid.
Exactly.
Not afraid to admit
that.
I am big enough to admit on the air. I just pounded three donuts. And
it's a good idea.
Enjoyed my evening. Commanders-Ravens, the big game, Sunday, 1 o'clock. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll have complete coverage for you. Pre-game beforehand, gut check post-game after. This is the one we've been waiting for right here. The Commanders, 4-1, toast of the NFC right now. Stealing a lot of Sam Darnold shine, by the way. The Sam Darnold story this morning was he is not eligible for the Comeback Player of the Year award because he didn't get hurt. He would just bad for a long time. That apparently isn't enough to get you Comeback Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels has it locked down. He's Rookie of the Year. It would take a lot to change that between now and then. We got a lot of football left. The Ravens, 3-2, three-game heater. They've scored 76 points in their last 2 weeks. Keys to victory for the Washington Commanders. I do believe this one starts up front on the defense. I think the defensive line is crucial to victory this week. If Cleveland Farrell's back, that's awesome. But Dorrance Armstrong has been the guy who I've been really impressed by in recent weeks. Dorrance Armstrong is playing like a madman up front. He's been getting after quarterbacks. He's been causing havoc. I also think Jonathan Allen got a lot of run last week. He had a great week. I'm not here to take any of John Allen's shine away from him. I think Daron Payne has been consistently better than he's gotten credit for. I think he's done what they've asked him to do, and I think he's the key to stopping Derrick Henry. Now, you know, Lamar's going to get a lot of the focus, but if they win, it'll be because they did the little things, slowed down Derrick Henry. If you hold him to 2.5 yards a carry, you're probably in a good spot, right? Teams are saying that about Brian Robinson right now. Look, you can hold him to 2.5 yards a carry, that's probably about what the number is. And I think Daron Payne's going to be a real key up front to making that happen. You're seeing signs of life from Fedarian Mathis. And I think this is probably his biggest test yet. I don't want to discount Arizona. Obviously, they beat San Francisco. They've got a good offense. I do want to discount Cleveland. They weren't any good. The wins are wins. You can only play the team they line you up against on Sunday. But this will be a measuring stick game for Fedarian Mathis. Is he making the improvements we think he's making? Those are important things for the future of the team. Every guy from the Ron Rivera era who you can reclaim, who you can get playing good football, all of a sudden, if you can do that, that's one less player you have to draft. That's one less player you have to sign in free agency. Now the growth happens even faster, and we know they've got a lot of cap room available to make it happen. Would love to see Fedarian Mathis flash today. Free up some more options for them, or flash on Sunday, free up some more options for them on the defensive line. I think that's where it starts defensively. Frankie Louvu, obviously, building on what he's done. We know what Bobby Wagner's capable of. And then you got the secondary. This secondary isn't going to win any football games. This isn't a key to victory because they don't have to do it because they haven't been doing it. But man, I would love to see an interception. I would just love to see them make a play that flips the field, that changes the game, that gives the Commanders not just, hey, we have to be perfect, we have to score every time, but we've got margin for error now because we got one extra possession than they got. I'd love to see that this week. That's not a key to victory. They don't have to do it, but dang, it'd sure be nice. Special team success as well, you have to consider. They've had some really nice returns this year, starting with Austin Eckler coming out of halftime against Cincy, and then Olamide Zaccheaus has grabbed that baton and run with it with a very nice return in each of the last two games. We'll see what kind of opportunities he gets tomorrow. That would be another one. Not a key to victory. It's nice when it happens. Offensively, I love Jaden. I love what he's doing. The key to victory is to keep that run game churning. The key to victory is going to be Brian Robinson moving the pile on first down, setting up favorable situations. It's going to be Austin Eckler in space. He's been great so far this year, and I think he's got a little bit more to give maybe this week. And when needed, it's Jeremy McNichols doing his thing as well. It's been a great season for the Washington run game. It's got to continue against a Baltimore defense that is not equipped to stop the run, and certainly not equipped to stop this style of run. If the Commanders win Sunday, we need to be talking about those guys. Maybe even having a 100-yard rusher, certainly 150 or so combined. Jane's going to get his as well on the ground. We know how good he is at scrambling, making those plays happen. One thing I'm curious about, we're five games in. Everybody kind of knows what they're looking for now. It's not a secret anymore the tempo Washington plays with and wants to play with. I love being known for the tempo. What I love about being known for the tempo is that's a tough one to have a strategy to defend, because if it's schematic, there's probably a scheme that can beat it. Playing fast, the only thing that can stop you when you're playing fast is yourselves, is penalties, are things that hold the hold you back and stall drives. These guys have been rolling. Jane's been sharp. I love the tempo Cliff Kingsbury has the team playing at. We do have, this is Nikki Javala, Washington Post. She's out there this morning. Practice has begun in Ashburn. Nikki says she does not see Brian Robinson at practice. We knew he would miss Wednesday and Thursday's practice. This is tougher, though, if he misses the Friday walkthrough practice. We're going to need to keep an eye on this. This may have to be the Austin Eckler show on Sunday. Certainly wouldn't change that. I think one of the keys to victory is to slow down the run game. But a potential late-week speed bump here for the Commanders if they don't have Brian Robinson available. He's been so good this year. They won a game without Austin Eckler. They have enough talent in that room to do it. But it's something we're going to keep our eye on here in the next few minutes, live through AWOD Radio, noon to 3 at River City Roll. Into the weekend, availability of Brian Robinson. Now question if he does indeed miss all 3 days of practice. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll talk 49ers Seahawks, but we're also going to make some NFL picks. We'll do it on the other side. You're listening to 910 matchup tonight. He's going to have some fun out there. You listen to that right here on the Fan. Glenn Allen at Verina. We got some sorting out to do. It's weather's cold, leaves are turning. A little sorting out to do out there. Glenn Allen, Verina at Verina. He was just telling Stubb about the staircase at Verina. So most high school stadiums, football stadium, metal bleacher. Yeah. You know what a high school football stadium looks like. Metal bleachers goes up to the top. And there's kind of a little press box,
exactly.
Quite literally a box at the top of the stairs. At Verina, there's the metal bleachers.
Okay.
And there's the press box. But they're different. Mm. The press box is built behind the bleachers.
Interesting.
So it's built on stilts.
Oh, wow.
So it's got to be taller than the bleachers. It's still just a press box, but it's taller than the bleachers. And so there's a tube with a staircase. And you got to walk up the tube staircase to get to the press box.
Oh, this sounds fun.
It's a ton of fun. Yeah. Gary is pointing out they have a lot of equipment to bring up. That complicates the spiral staircase.
That's not fun.
Yeah, that's Gary's problem, not our problem.
I cannot imagine bringing my gig equipment up a spiral staircase.
Right. That's what they're up against tonight. Yeah. But that's Stubbs' problem.
That's true.
Not our problem. Our problem is we got too many great games to talk about, because there's also Matoaka Thomasdale tonight. There's also Huguenot Manchester tonight. All sorts of fun. TJ Mills Godwin. I don't care what Gary says. It's going to be a good game tonight. There's going to be a lot of good games. JMU coming off a big win. You know we've got Commanders Ravens on Sunday, 1 o'clock here on The Fan. Nobody more fired up for that one than yours truly. But on this show, we make time for baseball. Ah, big night of baseball yesterday sent two teams on to the ALCS. Let's start in Cleveland.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
And they're the Guardians. They're the best team in the AL Central. They're the only team left standing in the AL Central after last night's game.
Fearling, a swing and a miss, ball game. And this incredible division series has one more game remaining. A deciding game five winner take all Saturday in Northeast Ohio as Cleveland comes off the mat to beat Detroit 5-4.
That was a fun one. Love a little day baseball. Love a little back and forth. Detroit leading. Cleveland leading. Detroit's leading. Cleveland comes up with the 5-4 win. The just outcome as we continue our nonstop complaining about the baseball playoff format. This was justice served. Cleveland was a better team than Detroit. Cleveland is moving on to the next round. Unfortunately, I got to take my own medicine here because the better team between the Yankees and the Royals was not my hometown team. And Juan Soto, you remember him from Washington, got the party started at the K.
Hit on the ground in the hole. There's a base hit right field. Rounding third is Torres. He's coming home. Ball's bobbled anyway. It's a base hit and an RBI for Juan Soto. What a great beginning for the Yanks.
Yeah, it's a great beginning for the Yanks. We're all happy for them. Yankees win 3-1. Yankees against Cleveland. Wrap this baseball highlight package up.
A high fly to center. This is it. Judge is there. He makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Not that guy again. Oh,
I was wondering if it was the same guy.
It's the same guy. John Sterling's his name.
Okay.
He retired in April. He started the season and he's like, baseball, there's a lot of them. And he retired. And they brought in a new guy, and the new guy had his own catchphrase. When they won, he'd go, "Smells like victory."
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, can we find one normal person in the entire city of New York? It shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
But it is hard, apparently. Then they got a new guy. Okay. He was normal, so we didn't talk about the Yankees for a while.
Okay.
Then the Yankees did really well, and so then they're going to make the playoffs, and they're looking pretty good. They might win the World Series, so John Sterling was like, actually, what if I came back and did the playoffs and unretired?
Yeah.
So he's back for the playoffs. which I find exceptionally unfair to the people who had to sit through all the regular season baseball.
Yeah, and come back when things are good.
Vultures swooping in for, I see something fun's about to happen. Let's do this. But we have our ALCS. It's the Yankees and the Guardians, who are both exceptional baseball teams, and I think this one is going to be a ton of fun. NLCS still to be determined tonight. We know the Mets are in, of course, after their wild series over the Phillies slash wild last month and a half slash season that was turned around when Grimace, the McDonald's cartoon mascot, threw out the first pitch. That's a thing that happened. It's hard to keep track of the Mets and what they're doing. I called it to Gary, and I said, tonight is the first must-see game of the baseball playoffs. It's the Dodgers and the Padres. They don't like each other. The winner advances. The loser goes home. Some great pitching, some great matchups. I think this one's going to be a ton of fun out there at Dodger Stadium, which is, of course, also, to continue our earlier theme, a bucket list venue. So good baseball happening. Not a bucket list venue, but a fun place to watch a game, M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. That's where we'll be Sunday, 1 o'clock. You'll hear the game right here on the Fan post-game gut check after. I am booked to a 5:30 appearance on the gut check, all times approximate, of course, as you never know how long those games will last. Last week was a wild ride because the game both lasted a long time and was inconsequential for the last 45 minutes. The game was essentially over with 12 minutes to play. They brought Marcus Mariota in, but they were still, in fact, playing football. So, you know, this radio, you got to stay nimble. You got to stay flexible. You never know how those things are going to work. Also, I'm just going to leave this here. I'm not going to predict that the Commanders are going to win by 3 touchdowns. I'm just saying it's not a laugh-out-loud moment when people suggest it. Obviously, the Ravens are favored. Obviously, the Ravens are the better team on paper. The Commanders are red-hot, though, and nobody's been able to touch this offense. And the notion to me that the Commanders could score 38 points again this weekend feels not far-fetched at all. You know, if I had to just make a prediction right now, and I don't have to for another hour, so you can't make me, I would say both these teams are going to score in the 30s. That's where the trend lines seem to be pointing. I don't think there's any sense that anybody knows how to stop Jaden Daniels yet. I don't think this is the team to do it. I do think the odds are Baltimore is in really the same boat. They've scored the same number of points over the last 2 weeks. It's not outlandish, though, to think that if one of these defenses can get it rolling, this could be a blowout either way, which makes it a lot of fun. It's going to be an awesome game. We'll preview that for you in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll do our football picks at 11:30. It's what we do. We haven't touched on Seahawks Niners yet. The San Francisco car getting back on the tracks, opening up the NFC West for what should be a fun next few weeks. And Seattle, you know, they're still there. I thought they played well. It's going to be a tough one to swallow because they had their chances. They had the momentum for a minute. We are due for a break. When we come back, we'll check in on the wedding scene, because that's obviously what we need to do on this Football Friday. We'll also get you ready for Commanders Ravens. Party time at 11 is always one of the highlights of the week. We'll be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Very appropriate that Megan would return for a Friday show, because you produced a lot of the Squirrels games this year.
Yeah.
So that works out. That also means you haven't heard our party time sounder yet.
That's true. I haven't.
Why don't you fire it up and treat yourself to
okay.
it? Okay. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and of course, don't miss the Parney Time podcast. It's our guy, Parney. What's up, dude?
MP on the mic. Greetings from the lovely Sandbridge, Virginia today. It is awesome down here. And be careful what you say. I'm on speakerphone and my wife can hear everything you're saying.
She'll enjoy hearing that you are en fuego, as they say, on these football picks. You're on a heater. Now, this one's on me. We didn't do Parney Time last week. I was back in Kansas, and I had good intentions. I'll do the show live from Kansas City. And then you know how things go when things happen Thursday night. And we didn't do the show live from Kansas City Friday morning. That's its own story. Because
you were live in Kansas City on Thursday night, right?
Kansas City was live on Thursday night. The Royals were still in it. We were still feeling good. Exactly. It's a ton of fun to do the picks every week with Parney. And, of course, we cover a lot of other ground, too. Now, you sent me this. You called my attention to this. Ben Rothrock, we all love Ben, what is he doing? He is a nominee at the American Heart Association Heart Ball. Let's pump our guy Ben up here.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing this up. You know, Benny Rothrock, I've worked with him personally for this next season. I think it'll be 25 years. He started as an intern, and now he's obviously COO of the Flying Squirrels and general manager. Very proud of him. Well, he had a heart condition a few years ago. Actually had two open heart surgeries and survived. Not only survived, but thrived, and is obviously thriving now. He is a Leader of Impact nominee for the American Heart Association. It's a 7-week awareness and fundraiser, and I sent you some of the information. This kicks off on Monday. So I just wanted to make our listeners aware that Benny's doing this, and it's an opportunity for him to tell his story. I mean, he has an amazing story, 39 days in the hospital, two open-heart surgeries, not one but two as a 39-year-old person, and it was just a real tough time for all of us that loved Ben, and he came through it, and then he's always wanted to be able to be up front to tell his story, and this American Heart Association Leader of Impact 7-week campaign is going to let him speak his story. Maybe we should even have him on your show sometime.
Absolutely. We'll make that happen, and that's a great cause. Everybody get out there and support the American Heart Association, and as you mentioned, Parney, a great story. Love our dude, and it's of course more than just baseball. It's family out there, and you guys surrounded him at the right time, and now he's doing some good work to pay this forward for those who are in similar situations in the future. I love it.
Yeah, I feel bad sometimes. I'm semi-retired now, so he gets a lot of my stress. So that's probably not good for him, right? but he handles it impeccably. He's become one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best general managers in all of minor league baseball. I'm actually hoping that he will receive the Eastern League GM of the Year award. I think he deserves it. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up. Also, tomorrow night, if you don't have anything to do, the Movies in the Outfield series continues at the Flying Squirrels of the Diamond. Transylvania is going to be the movie tomorrow. And then October 25th, Squirreloween, which is always one of my favorite events of the year for the Squirrels. Squirreloween, come trick-or-treat in a fun, safe environment with a lot of different activities. And then ballpark warming party November 9th. So like we always say, MP, the Squirrels never stop. I'm very proud of all the work they do 365 days of the year. That's just a few things that are on the docket here coming up.
Squirrels never sleep. We don't sleep around here either, because we got a loaded lineup this weekend. Some great college football, some great pro football, even some good college football, or some good high school football tonight with our guy Gary Hess. We're not going to pick those, but
that would probably be too deep in the degeneration pool for start picking high school games.
That's when you know you've gone too far. We're thankfully still on the right side of this. Two big college games Saturday night, Ohio State at Oregon. Ohio State a 3-point favorite in that one. Ole Miss visiting LSU. Ole Miss also the road favorite, 3.5 points there. Should be a fun night, Parney. What do you think?
Well, I haven't looked at anything yet, so this is all based on gut.
It's all vibes.
And you're right. I'm a little bit of a heater, but you never talk about a hot streak in baseball, right? So I'm not going to talk about it. But I just listened to you say Ohio State's the 3-point road favorite. They're the $20 million machine, NIL masters in the universe. But I'm going to take Oregon in this game. I think the Duck Nation is going to come out strong. I think it's going to be – is it a night game?
It is a night – well, it'll be 4:30 in Oregon, so it won't be
– I mean, that's a good 6-7 hours to tailgate out there in Eugene. I want to take Oregon. I really like Dan Lanning. I think he's forgotten about out there in Eugene a lot of times. But I think it's an interesting matchup. I think Ryan Day, this is the prediction I'll make. Ryan Day is going to be in trouble in Columbus. Anything but a national championship, I don't know that he's going to be there anymore.
I think he's got to beat Michigan. Like, that's the bar there. Michigan's got a new coach. Like, That one game just matters so much to so many people. Like, if he beats Michigan, he can buy himself the time. If he loses to Michigan, things get dicey quickly. That fan base is, we know some Ohio State fans. They're not a patient bunch, Barney.
Well, you're talking about Dennis Bickmeyer right now.
Oh, Bick's not patient. Bick's not waiting for that next natty. He's ready for it already. Give him that title.
Well, I just think I haven't really. I mean, Ohio State's. I mean, who have they really? They don't, in my opinion, they haven't really done anything impressive. And I just think Eugene's going to be too much for them. Oregon's going to be too much for them. I'm going to take not only the points, but I'm going to take Oregon to win the game.
I have some bad news for you, which is to say Temple is not playing this weekend. A lot of your recent success has been thanks to the Owls,
and Kent State too. Kent State too.
Show policy: we are officially fading Temple every time we see them this year. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, Parney.
Did you see what happened to them last week, though?
I did not.
They were 4th and 1 with four seconds to go on Connecticut. I think it was Connecticut. Connecticut's 1 yard line. They were down by 3. And there was 4 seconds left. They ran the ball up the middle. Their guy fumbled the ball, and UConn ran it back 99 yards for a touchdown.
Ooh.
To lose 29-20.
That's a tough loss right there. Oof. Yeah. Kent State is playing. They get 5 against Ball State, so we're riding with Ball State this weekend.
100%.
There you go. Exactly. Parney, it is not often we get to call the Commanders game the game of the week, so let's enjoy this opportunity while we have it. Not only are they red hot, not only is Jaden Daniels 4-time Rookie of the Week winner in a 5-week-old season, the Commanders are getting 7 points against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Is that tempting enough to move you off your stance that you fade the Commanders?
Well, listen, I mean, somebody knows something. 7 seems like an awful lot. Somebody knows something. Those buildings in Vegas aren't beautiful because people are dumb out there. So, my inclination is they are tempting us to take the Commanders. That's going to make me not take the Commanders. I think that Jaden's playing great. Good for Dan Quinn. My dad would not like the fact that he wears his hat backwards all the time. but I think Lamar's going to come alive. I truly believe that the Ravens are probably the best. What are they, 3-2? I think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. And so I want to take them beating the Commanders. Probably something in the tune of like 27-13, 27-14, 27-17, something like that. But they're going to cover the 7, and I'll take them hard. And you're going to probably go the other way.
I'm considering it. I agree with you. This is a trap line. They want you on the Commanders, and that scares me. Last time they scared me, though, was with the Packers getting points in Tennessee. I identified that as a free money game, which scared me, but it was a free money game. So I'm torn. The deadline's coming here to make a call. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger, though, and doing it, playing this the other way, grabbing the Commanders. I want to do Lions-Cowboys with you, but before I forget, because we weren't on last week, people were really excited to hear you are bringing Banana Ball to the Diamond. Tell everybody how cool that is to get that opportunity to host them.
Well, it's going to be awesome, and you know, because you're a Party Time Pub Club member, Jesse Cole and I have a great relationship. That was my wife, by the way, if you heard that. Jesse Cole is a great friend of mine, the owner of the Bananas. He's doing some great things. The Savannah Bananas obviously is on the tip of everybody's tongue, but Banana Ball is the concept that he is growing across the country, where he has 4 different teams now. The Bananas are one of them. The Party Animals are another one that the Bananas used to play exclusively. The Firefighters were the 3rd team he added last year. Incredible popularity. And then they just announced this week the Texas Tailgaters are their 4th team. So he's basically turning the Savannah Bananas into Banana Ball, which is basically going to be like a league, a barnstorming league where they go all across the country. We're excited about having them in Richmond at the Diamonds, part of the 2025 season, the 40th anniversary of the Diamond, 15th anniversary of the Squirrels, and the last season of the Diamond. And I think that's some week in June. We mentioned and talked about Benny before. Benny did a great job. Jesse called me told me that they wanted to come to Richmond, and then I handed the ball to Benny, and Benny did an awesome job to cut the deal with Jesse. So very excited that that's going to be a signature weekend in the 2025 final season of the Diamond.
Double shout out today for Benny Rothrock. That's a good good.
I hope you listen to this segment today. I hope he's getting a lot of pub today.
I hope he doesn't. I don't need this going to his head. We got to keep him humble, keep him grounded, keep him working hard. Do you want to do Lions Cowboys or do you want to do Bills Jets? Now that the coach has been fired with the Jets.
I mean, let's do both of them quick.
All right, Lions by 3 in Dallas against the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Lions in this one, primarily because their quarterback, their running back, and their star wide receiver are all on my Nutsy Sackers fantasy football team down here in Sandbridge. So we're going to go with the Lions in that. I don't love the 3 points, but I think the Cowboys are going to end up being a wreck this year, and he's going to get fired, and watch out for Bill Belichick.
And Jets fire their coach. They're 2.5 home underdogs against the Buffalo Bills, who are having their own situation.
Bills.
You and I agree on that one. Bills laying the 2.5 in New York. I'm going Commanders. We'll break on that one. I agree with you, Oregon, and the points against Ohio State. I will take the Cowboys and the points instead of the Lions. Setting up a fun weekend of football. Parney, anything else you got for us on your way out here?
No, always just a party time podcast with first season. Oh, I know what. I did have one other thing. Our hearts and prayers and love are with our buddy Cheats, passing of his mother. Cheats is a great guy, great friend of yours, great friend of mine. Love to him and his family during this difficult time.
Black Baseball Mixtape is his podcast, and it's a great listen, and he's a great dude, and definitely echo those prayers. Parney, thank you for the time. We will see you next Friday in Parney Time.
All right, buddy. Have fun going nuts, everybody.
There we go. There he goes. There we go. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.